This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Would you rather take a bus or a trolley? There's a deliberateness with streetcars that many people find compelling, contrasted with the seeming randomness of a bus with those steel rails. That must mean the streetcar has to show up here sometime, right? And streetcar lines are very popular these days with urban planners. New York is the latest place to consider one at a cost of some $2.5 billion, which is a lot less than digging a subway. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on our new love affair with streetcars.
New York sees a streetcar as a way to help out the Brooklyn-Queens waterfront. Wiley Norvell is the mayor's deputy press secretary.
This is where the jobs, the manufacturing, the housing is all being built. And yet it's a part of the city that really wasn't mapped well with the transportation system.
Modern streetcars are like mustache wax and pretentious coffee. We're seeing a lot more of them because of Portland. Its streetcar system is a monster hit, credited with sparking economic development and popular with riders. Other cities want to match that success, but as far as ridership and cost effectiveness, they've done
not very well, unfortunately, compared to an average bus.
Florida State University urban planning professor Jeff Brown is author of a multi-city report on streetcars. Co-author Hillary Nixon says new streetcar projects actually tend to be less about transit.
It's often seen as a way to rejuvenate development.
Big backers of streetcar projects are real estate developers. They believe streetcars signal potential tenants that an area is up and coming. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.